Let me be clear. Real world consequences. A person living in an extremely unsafe home, they're told it's not defective concrete. They're instructed to pay for further testing out of their own pockets, costing thousands. When they challenge that decision, they're forced into appeals process that sends the case back into the engineers who made the decision in the first place. So we go round in a loop. And this is not an appeals process. It's a circular state-sanctioned loop. Will you instruct the Minister of Housing an agency to immediately stop flawed interpretation of IS 465, review these decisions at the test cases and protect the homeowners? It's a simple yes or no. There's 3,000 people on the scheme. I am one of them. There's 300 houses currently built, 300 houses going through it. The rate we're going at, it's 150 years before we get 10,000 houses done. We've got 25,000 houses to do. There's materials coming in, IS 465 need to recognise. And that's what I'm saying that the fault is. And regarding the appeals board, well, independent in name only, because there is an issue with that, and I will bring it to you later at some point. It's clear the indications made there are serious structural dangers. The scheme is designed. I'm asking you now, will you tell the Housing Minister to look at these test cases? I just need the Housing Minister to look at the test cases. If he looks at this, it will definitely help and try and change what's currently going on.
I will talk to the Minister and I will ask him to look at these test cases and to revert back to you then.